Track 6, 10 Minutes With. This week's 10 Minutes With, we take a look back into our archives and have picked an interview with Bob Warman, an English television presenter.
I'm a working journalist and I've spent several years on newspapers before I came into television. Actually, I came via radio. It was when I did a short spell on radio and then came into television. And the difference was really that instead of writing it for a newspaper, you read it. And, I took to it fairly easily, I suppose, after one or two shaky moments. But I've always found being able to read the news quite a natural thing to do, and I enjoy communicating with my voice.
Yes.
And I don't find it difficult.
Didn't you work at one time with ATV before it became Central?
Oh, yes, for many years. I mean, I was with ATV from about 1973, I think, and then went and did a stint up at Yorkshire Television for about two or three years, and then came back, and it was still ATV then, but of course it changed over in 1980.
What sort of preparations goes into a news forecast, like, for instance, the Central News Show, which you do?
Well, a tremendous amount, because you start early in the morning with, literally, with a blank sheet, and it begins with a morning meeting where we assemble those items which we know are going to happen during the day, what we call diary items, and then also on the list are items which we think may happen during the day. There's a certain amount of anticipation of what's likely to happen. The things that you can't anticipate, of course, are things like road accidents or fires or those instant happenings, and we always have to be prepared for that.
Yes. Is there anything you don't really like to read out? Do you ever have a feeling of, oh dear, you know, if anything happens sort of really sad, for instance, a fire or anything like that? Do you get very emotional?
Well, I don't get emotional. I sometimes get depressed about it all, because there is an awful lot of bad news around, and there does seem to be rather a lack of good news. One of the problems with the news game is this, that it tends to be bad news which makes the news. Good news is happening all the time and isn't particularly news. I mean, a quick example of that is that every day something like 250,000 cars successfully traverse Spaghetti Junction. Now, that isn't news. It's great that they do, but it's only news when one of them falls off.
That's not what you mean.
So bad news tends to be the news. And I don't get emotionally involved so much, I don't think, because there's so much of it. You can't really afford to be emotionally involved in it. In fact, you tend not to think too much about it. But I think there is a cumulative effect where some days you think, oh, my Lord, you know, what an awful day it's been. You know, so many people killed, burned, stabbed, raped, whatever. And you sort of think, well, that's a dreadful day. I think where I become perhaps emotionally attached to items is when we do special programs like Find a Family and so on. And then you see, you know, these little mites who are looking for mums and dads and so on. And I think then your heart goes out to some of those. Mm. Yes.
You've more or less saved the next question, because I was going to ask you what part of your job you enjoy the most. I presume is it actually TV presenting that you enjoy?
Yes, very much so. And I mean, something like, I may say that the telethon, one of my fellow presenters from Yorkshire rang me up the day after the telethon, Richard Whiteley, actually, who does the Countdown programme as well. And he said to me, well, how are you feeling? I said, great, how are you feeling? He said, oh, fine. He said, we might as well pack it in now, Bob, because that's the best programme we'll ever be involved in. And I'm not going to pack it in yet, but I know what he meant, because it was certainly the most enjoyable programme that I've ever been involved in, and it had all the elements of enjoyment. I mean, there were people actually enjoying themselves on the programme, lots of elements of things like treasure hunt and so on, which is all very enjoyable. It's terrific fun raising money, actually. I mean, you know, we all like money, and actually it's quite good fun. It's more than good fun. It's exhilarating to raise money, whoever it's for, and it's even more exhilarating when you know that money's going to do such a lot of good. It really is. I mean, it's one of the greatest moments in my television career.
Can I ask you why? About your suit, which one of the suits which you wore during the telephone.
Yeah.
That's the one which made you look like a bit... Actually, if you don't mind me saying, made you look like a deck chair. Sell that one?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes, I mean, somebody phoned in and said that they'd give £5 if I took it off, because I thought it was so awful. So I thought, well, I'll get one better than that. I'll put it up for sale as well.
Good.
And I raised £100 off it. Actually, there were so many calls for it that I should have put the price up to £200. But anyway, so that was my bit for charity anyway.
There you go. And what about the Sherpa van as well?
Well, that was the most amazing thing. I mean, there were three vans which had been donated by the Variety Club of Great Britain. As you know, they do a lot of work for children's charities.
Yes.
And it's the showbiz charity, really, is the Variety Club. And they put three vans on display, which money had been raised for through the telephone. So I thought, well, let's go for a fourth if we can. And I was absolutely staggered, you know. I said, come on, somebody phone in and donate a fourth. And I was absolutely staggered when Bert Milichev, who's chairman of the FA, rang up and said, I'll donate a van. You know, I thought, that's just marvellous.
That's fantastic. You know. No, Bob, can I thank you for talking to us today?
Pleasure.
I'll leave you, babe, because obviously I know that you've got to get off very shortly and be in front of the cameras again. I'm quite surprised, actually, how small this actual Central News studio is.
Yes, it is. It is very small. Yeah, it's very tiny, yes. Mm. It's my little rabbit hutch, you know. it's quite small. You're just about swing a cat. Anyway, I'm very nice to be able to do it on tape, as you call it.
Lovely. Thank you.